Okay, let's review Erev and Daf Chav Gimel. Echad Bar Harabim Ube'er Harabim Ube'er HaYachid. There are four types of water sources. A publicly owned Be'er, a well which is fed from natural springs and has no risk of drying up. A privately owned Be'er, a publicly owned Bar, a pit with gathered rainwater that can potentially dry up, and a privately owned Bar. Rabbi Kiva holds that Pasi Biros works for all types of water sources except for a privately owned Bar. Rabbi Yudim and Bava holds that Pasi Biros only work for a publicly owned Be'er. Rabbi Yudim Mishuel passes like Rabbi Yudim Bava. Va'odam Rabbi Yudim Bava. The Mishnah Amud Aleph has three sections. First, if a carpet is an enclosed area not used for day-to-day living is 70 plus amos by 70 plus amos, the equivalent of Beis HaSayim or less, there's a three-way machlokas, what else it needs in order to be permitted to carry in it. Rabbi Yudim Bava holds it needs a watchman's booth or a small home. Rabbi Yudah holds it needs a bar or a ditch or a cave. And Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't need anything other than being no larger than 70 plus by 70 plus amos, but unlike the Tanakama, will not allow carrying in an area that is a full 5,000 square amos. Second part of the Mishnah, if the karpif is exactly the size of the Beis HaSayim but is rectangular rather than square, the machlok is whether you can carry in it. Rabbi Lozer says it cannot be used if the length is even one amma more than the width, which the Gemara later explains means that the length can't even be one amma more than double the width. But Rabbi Yossi holds it can be used even if the length is twice the width. The Gemara explains that the real machlokas is whether there's any preference for a square area. Rabbi Yossi holds there is a preference, while Rabbi Lozer holds that there isn't a preference. Finally, the third part of the Mishnah teaches three chidushim of Rabbi Ilai. Rabbi Lozer allows carrying in a karfef as big as a base kor, which is 15 times bigger than a base sasayim. Second, Rabbi Lozer also said that if one member of a chatzar forgot to join the Erev, he cannot carry into or out of his house, but others can. And third, Rabbi Lozer also said that we can use our kavlin for maror on Pesach, but none of the other Talmidim seem to have heard this from him. My Tana de Katani, Va'od. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah starts with the word Va'od because the last Mishnah also had a Chumra of Rabbi Yudim Bava, and whenever two consecutive Mishnahs contain statements of the same person without being interrupted by unrelated statements of other people in between, it's appropriate to begin the second Mishnah with the word Va'od. Minanimili, how do we know that the maximum dimension of a karpif that we can carry in, how do we know that what the maximum dimension is? Rabbi Yudah says we learn it from the unusual phrasing of the Pasuk, Orech HaChatzar Mea Ba'ama V'roch of Chamishim Bechamishim, describing the 50 Amma width as Chamishim Bechamishim, 50 by 50. It must be referring to another halacha, namely that the halacha of Karfif, where we take the full area of 100 by 50 Amos of the Chatzar and Mishkan, which is 5,000 square Amos, and make a square with the same area. Itmar, Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yudah, Amr Shmuel. Shmuel passes like Rav Yosef that a rectangular karfif is fine as long as the length isn't double the width, and he passes like Rav Yekiva that no diro or watchman's booth is necessary to allow carrying in the karfif. Karfif Shu Yosim Beis HaSayim. The Daf concludes with a statement about a karfif that's larger than Beis HaSayim that was hukaf ladira, surrounded for the purpose of normal living. Nizra Rubo, if the majority was planted with vegetables which are not a normal living usage, it loses its status as a living place, becomes like a garden, and is also to carry in. Nata Rubo, if the majority is planted with trees, it remains a living space and is mutar to carry in. Amr Avuna Breda Rav Yishua, Avuna Breda Rav Yishua says that if the minority of the karfif were planted with vegetables, it would be mutar to carry in the karfif, provided that the planted area is less than Beis HaSayim. If, however, the planted area alone is more than Beis HaSayim, it will be usher to carry anywhere in the karfif, because the unplanted area would be batel to the planted area, and the entire thing would not be considered a dira. This fits with the opinion of the Rabbanan that it's usher to carry from a karfif that is mutter to a chatzer. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds that carrying from a karfif that is mutter to a chatzer is mutter to do, and the two parts of this enclosure would not make each other aser. That's the basic chazara of Erev and Daf Chaf Gimel.